Commissioners Court for Monday, December 8th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Started this meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court of regular meeting on December the 8th, 2025, 9 o'clock here in the Franklin County Courthouse. We'll start with invocations, Scott, please, Lord.
Sure. Father, we come to you for this one. We just do thank you, Lord, for the day, for all of the blessings you've given us. Thank you for this Christmas season, Lord, that we're just grateful for where we live. All of our neighbors and friends and family, we're blessed people, to be for sure. God, we pray that you guide us and direct us this morning. We consider the county's business, give us wisdom and understanding in all the choices and decisions we make. We're honored, Lord, to be able to serve this county, this community. We thank you. We just pray, Lord, for all of our first responders, for our law enforcement officers, everybody that's out on the streets working, bless them in what they do, and our troops, Lord, all across this world, bless and protect them and their families. We pray for our allies as well, Lord, across this world, Lord, and pray for the peace of Israel. We just lift all this up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Public comment.
First, the construction going on, pipeline construction going on in Morgantown.
The what? Joe, did you know anything about that?
I heard about it. They got a bunch of track holes and stuff out there, but I haven't seen it personally.
Where at exactly?
1021.
On Josh Roberts' property?
Back behind.
Y'all don't have to give me a straight name. I don't know my numbers.
Turn on Sioux Street and go down together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. First. Yes, ma'am.
What I've heard is there's an active pipeline where the best is supposed to go, and perhaps moving the pipeline. Why you would want a pipeline near him?
Well, I am on record saying I don't know. We just tried to find out. There's several things I'm wondering about what's going on around the county. Everybody calls me. I don't know. I think I'm supposed to know all this stuff. Anybody else? All righty. Let's go to agenda item number one. Remember there, my throat is hurting. Consider and take action to approve the minutes from the November 24th, 2025 regular session. And you should have a little right there in front of you. I move to approve the minutes.
Thank
you. Take a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize the payments. Perry.
The amount submitted for your approval is $289,042.22.
Could you repeat that? I'm just kidding.
I'm going to pay the claim against the county.
Second. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve the updated Franklin County Emergency Management Plan. Max, you are up.
Okay, as your emergency management coordinator, I'm learning there's a lot of things I didn't know about emergency management. And one of them was all these different plans that we have to do that come up and expire every 5 years. Well, I've been here 2 years, nobody told me the particular one. This is a basic emergency management plan. And basically what it is, it's very basic, it is who can declare an emergency, who's responsible for organizing it, running it, whose job is what, and going in there, and it expires this month. A little girl from TDM came up last couple of weeks ago. Her name's Casey Groom. She went through there. They have a whole new template. You should have had a copy of it and looked it over, so all of it changed. She kind of used us as an example because she was new to that template too. But anyway, the basic plan has to be updated every 5 years or we're out of compliance. As soon as y'all approve this and we get the basic part signed off on by the county judge, I'm going to the city council tonight because we have agreements with the city as well. The city council bless it and the mayor will sign it, we'll be in compliance tomorrow when I get all the signatures done. And then all the rest of the appendix and the annexes and stuff, and it's A through B. I've got several months to go through here and just update who does what. You know, who the fire chief is, who, you know, all those little things. I mean, and this goes from communications to shelter and mass care to resource management, human services, hazard mitigation, donation management, legal terrorist incidents, which may become something we need to look at since lithium's coming in here. That kind of opens us up as a target with all the lithium that's going on, and who does the China being, you know, the leading one with the lithium stuff, and now the United States is trying to get our own so we don't have to mess with all that worldwide stuff. So that's something that needs to be updated. I'll go through all of those things and get it done and present that to you when it's done. But basically this just says we have a plan, who's in charge, we have an agreement with the city, and everybody signs off on it, and then we go doing the rest of the stuff after that. I mean, if you've been here, the last time it was done was in 2020, Josh Daly did it. So I'm learning, I'm getting there, and we'll get it took up. And
so you need, it says printed name and title official from office.
Yes.
Okay. That's it, if we vote for it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you got any questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
I'm making a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion second, any discussion?
I was gonna just add, obviously we kind of ran into this a little bit 2 years ago when we had the big power outage with the storm. And I thought like what we did in 2023, June of 2023, when we were out of power, the generators and stuff was starting to fail, but we didn't have generators around the lake and all the different things. And of course, the judge is the one that declared the disaster, if I'm not mistaken, and got us all the resources. So, I mean, you know, you never can tell exactly what's going to happen with something like that, but just for that one small situation there, I think it went pretty smooth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way around.
I dictate real well.
I just remember that whole scenario when it all happened. I mean, we just had a big storm. I don't think we had a situation where we had, there's always power outages, everybody knows that, but the big 5 days without it, and what Tim Dahl was having to do at that time,
yes,
just trying to get all these resources.
It drove him out.
Yeah, to keep the water coming out of the lake, keep people's water running and stuff, it was nice to see how, and then all the local government working together on that. So it was good.
And I presented a copy to the mayor and the city manager. So I mean, they're looking on there, and I'm on their agenda tonight. And I'm getting done, just updating everybody's name, looking to see if there's anything we need to change on top of that and make it better.
And I'll read this approval and implementation. This plan applies to all local agencies, boards, commissions, and departments assigned responsibility, and this plan to all others as designated by Texas law. This plan is hereby approved for implementation and supersedes all previous additions. Failure to comply with this plan or with this rule, order, or ordinance adopted under the plan, including any executive order, proclamation, or regulation issued by the governor during a disaster or state of emergency, is an offense punishable by a fine not to exceed $1,000 or confinement in jail over 180 days. And that's Texas Government Code 418.173. So.
Gary Allen wrote the first one, that's as far back as I can go, in 2010, so it's just a matter of getting it updated now.
Okay. All right, we have to get grants, don't you, Matt? That has to be updated to be able to get any kind of grants.
Yes. So, yeah. Every 5 years, and Casey Groom told me that they were about to change that again and make it every 3 years, because 5 years, people change so much. So
they'll make theirs a lifetime, and I make ours over 2 or 3 years.
So we're looking at that, but it...
You need to get started on that?
It covers every little bitty thing from legal to evacuations to terrorist attacks to health and medical services, firefighting, radiological protection, shelter and mass care, communication. I mean, it's just all these little annexes. I'll go through and update the names on everything and change what we need to. But our basic plan expires this month, so I just need the judge's signature and the mayor's signature that just says who can declare an emergency and that we agree that this is the basic plan and we'll just update the other stuff as we go.
Well, it says printed name and title, and all of us, there's a spot for all of us on there, I think. Mary, do you have something?
I do. Since you're referring to it as a basic plan, and it looks like Lupinus is going to go ahead with battery storage and I assume the panels also, but will there be an opportunity when it's a sure thing that we've got a problem going in out here, if you want to call it, I would call it a problem, to add something for emergency evacuation in regard to the vests?
Well, that would come under annex number eight, evacuation. So that would be in a little annex. We could update that and put that in there and mention those things. Those are just something that needs to be updated. Because we didn't have that 5 years ago.
We have a motion and a second. Are we correct?
Yes.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. I'm going to pass that down with y'all. Just sign pretty simple. 1, 2, 3, 4. It does say sign, it just says print, so I'll just print it. I've never seen one that says just print. Okay, number four, consider and take action to approve adult education and literacy partnership agreement for academic year 2025-2026. Lisa, I saw you, there you are.
This is our agreement with MTCC's adult education and literacy department to have GED classes at the library. Now, we have not had them in about 2 years. Their funding has been drastically cut, but we're hoping to keep this agreement in place in case they do have funding reinstated. And this is the one that I've been submitting for however long I've been over there, 20-something years. With the exception, and I discussed it with Marla, we were charging them, this was in place before I got there, $100 a month to basically they're renting an office from us. But when I talked to Frida over there, she said we were the only ones that charged. Now, I'm not sure why that was still in place, but I had her resubmit it without the $100 a month charge. So, and I'm asking for you to give me permission to sign this to send back. And I submitted it to Landon, but I haven't heard it.
So did they get the copy? Because mine still has it in there. My copy does.
Still has what? Oh,
that conversation.
I gave you the wrong one. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just making sure because that was one of my questions.
It was a later one.
Okay.
So she sent.
The thing needs to go away.
Yeah, the thing will go away. And like I said, they haven't
been
able to.
That was going to be my first question. Is yours back, front
and back, or two pages? One. Just front.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what
I thought it was.
Okay.
All
right. Anybody else
have
any questions?
I contacted Lisa about a month ago. I'd like to start through this program if you're doing it at the jail.
Okay.
To maybe some inmates that are in there that are need to get the GEDs. Sometimes that, if they get that piece of paper, it helps them when they get out to have a little bit better chance to get a job. Then there's also a possibility that I would like to try, if possible, and I was going to go meet with the teachers the other day. Retired teachers meeting, but I had something come up like a year ago, but I'd like to maybe try to start doing that in the evening time, back in the training room or something. I've got a couple people reach out to me in the community that work there today, and they can't get up to either to the college over in Mount Pleasant or up here during the day because they got work. They can't miss work and then to go get their GED when they have newborn babies and stuff at home. So maybe open up a place that we can have stuff in the evenings, give your people a better chance to come up and get their GEDs.
That's typically when they have them at the library. They just reissue them a key and
yeah. And
they have it upstairs. But gotta find a teacher. Gotta find funding.
Things like finding a teacher that wants to do it and dedicate to it.
Do they have to be certified in some way?
They have to have at least a bachelor's.
Okay.
So.
But no certification to just teach a GED on top of a bachelor's? Okay. Just a teaching.
Right.
Got it.
Anything else? Got a motion?
I move to approve that.
Second. Okay. You don't want to say more there. Okay. We have a motion and a second on adult education literacy partnership agreement. That's what you want to say, though.
Yep.
Yeah. And we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Number five, record certificate of compliance with Texas minimum jail standards for Franklin County Jail. And I'll let the sheriff talk about that, but I had to go over there and he was very, when I was there, the county judge always has to sign off on it. He said it was, there was a few little, not anything real major, but he was very impressed.
Yeah.
But I'll let you
back.
I'll let you.
When was that judge? What day? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
November 19th.
November 19th. We had our jail inspection. Been expecting for a little while, but Mandy Warren, my new jail administrator, I was pleased at how she done. I was really concerned about this jail inspection just because of the fact I've been without a jail administrator and getting all the paperwork and stuff together, but she's been hustling for the last couple of months since I put her on. Haven't had the jail inspector come in and tell me that he, first thing he walked in when he just met him in the office, he said, she's a keeper. Mm. And so she worked really hard, and I think he thought it was going to take a half a day to do the inspection. It only took a couple hours, but we had two deficiencies, and I forgot what they were, that they gave us what they call technical assistance on. One of them was some training paperwork, and I forgot what the other one was. They were real minor, but we had already corrected them prior to him as arrival. But our paperwork wasn't on that part, not up to standard. She couldn't bring that up to standard because you can't falsify it. So we told him what we had done and that we fixed it. So we reported it in last week, and he gave that a, he signed off on that already, so we got that fixed. So right now, as it stands, we have no deficiencies.
Good deal.
I'll make a comment about that too. This is a, if you read, you're a news junkie, kind of like what I am. You can't go usually a week or two on looking at either Dallas news story or a local news story and not see there's a county somewhere that's not meeting those standards. So the fact that we did, we're supposed to do
every year.
The fact that we were supposed to do that, there's a lot that failed when we had this inspection. So I think it's a credit to you, Sheriff, and her employees there. They're making things happen the right way, so.
Thank you, sir.
Well, she's definitely a mover and a shaker.
She is. She is. She's staying on top of things.
She's on top of it. All you have to do is ask her.
So, but anyway, that's just for y'all's record. And so we have to report that to TAC also, I believe. Did you send that to me?
I'm proud you reminded me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank
y'all.
Sure. Thank you,
Reed. I should have just forwarded it right then when you sent that email to me.
Alrighty, that is recording, so let's go to number six. Consider and take action to approve the sale of North Franklin's Volunteer Fire Department 2004 Chevrolet half-ton truck. And I've got the, would you like to speak? Yes, go ahead.
Frederick House, North Franklin. We've got this truck and we just don't have the personnel necessary to keep it up and running with maintenance and whatnot. Plus we have another brush truck coming in March or April from the Forest Service grant. So we just like permission to go ahead and sell it.
All right.
It's an unknown, so we just have to approve it.
The corner over here.
It's not a problem.
She knows all about these.
I'm not to approve sales.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Let me know when you guys sell it, then I'll mark it off our insurance. Thank you. And sign off on the title.
Okay, number seven, he's not able, he wanted us to table number seven, consider and take action to approve an increase in funding for the remainder of 2025 for the county's portion of animal shelters. We can table it, we can discuss it too, I guess. You want to just discuss it now? He's not able, he wants to put on the next agenda to come talk to you, so you can either table it and go on, or you can discuss about what we need to do, or I'm going to table it.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say aye.
He'll be back the 19th and I will not be here the 23rd.
Would you like to say anything about it since you're not going to be here?
I'll already send emails to all of them telling them where we are, so.
Okay. Alrighty, number eight, consider and take action to approve resolution and ordering approving participation in the countywide polling program. Charlie, I'm going to let you speak on this because...
I refuse to sign the resolution.
Okay. And what I was reading is it has to be approved by you and...
That's correct.
Glenda, right?
Yes. And I understand there is a deadline, but I, in all good conscience, at this point cannot sign it. It jeopardizes my license.
I don't think so. I mean, we've been living like this for 100 years, so...
I know.
So
we need to have further discussion on it. I think we need to have that meeting we talked about.
Yeah. And I'm happy with whatever y'all want to do.
Okay.
I
mean, thank you.
I'm not upset about it either way.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. I was afraid I was going to get shot.
No.
This morning.
No, I mean, the laws are set the way they are,
yes.
And that's just the way it is. And,
yes.
And to me, if y'all wanted it, yeah, if not, that was good too. So, I mean, we've functioned in the past, so. Would you have to function again? And to me, having all the different ballots at different places would be kind of a headache. Mm-hmm. So, that's just something I got thinking about.
And I have
trying to keep it all straight. Trying to keep all of them straight.
Yeah. And I do have some other questions about what I read. I mean, I read everything that was put out by the Secretary of State's office.
Exactly.
You know, I was constantly getting the amendments and the different notices, the same thing as he did, but. I went through it all and read it all. I went into the Secretary of State, looked up the election laws. And I mean, I probably spent a good 60, 70 hours researching this.
Okay. You probably just don't even need to take action, correct? Because there's an attorney right there.
I was going to say, I think you need a table if you're going to have further discussions.
Okay. But if you're not, then no table action and then let it die.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Motion table?
Motion table.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, discussion items. Anybody want to discuss anything?
Well, we're all here today.
just
commissioners, we get ready to sell our roads that we chipped this summer. I know Rich and Toby and I were talking about being the only one to do it, and I spoke with Randy yesterday about we're going to obviously need Zach and the other transport. Are you going to do yours this week too?
Are you going to try to pull you up and cover me for Thursday? I'm out of pocket Thursday.
Is it too cold?
No, that's when you want
that's
to get it there.
This part you want to do.
You want to do it when it's cold because, I mean, you shoot it out there and it's kind of dry, but it dries better when it's cold.
I mean, the rock's coming up on it, so I was waiting until next year to do it, but the rock is starting.
Well, then what we need to do, I call the day in order. I mean, it's going to take me about 9,300 gallons to do mine, and so that's at least, you know, and if we're going to just do it back to back, everybody's going to do it. We just need to just load the tankers up full. So I'm going to have Joel go today and load him up. And if we can get Zach going in the morning, get him full up. That way, that'll take care of getting me done. And we'll roll whatever we got left, how long it takes, we'll roll out into precinct two. Is that right, Toby? Would that be giving me a word for that?
And I need about 4,000 gallons in precinct. One needs about, let's see what I got figured.
Yeah.
Not as much as yours, but they need about 4,300 and I need about 4,000 or so.
So what will, I think for today, and this the only hiccup in it right now is the fact that Ergon has got, they're doing some IT work today. I talked to Joyce this morning, she's gonna have stuff ready for Doyle. this afternoon, but they gotta make sure their system's back up and running before we get it, so there could be a hiccup there. And we'll try to start more at 8 o'clock over in East Park. So if you can let Robert know, that's where we're gonna start at. And he can just pull off of Doyle. We'll have Doyle be filled up, hoping in the morning if everything goes the way we want it to. If you, and I'll call Zach Randy.
Yeah, I've already mentioned it.
Okay, I'll call him, just have him go over and get full up at, fill up at 7:30. Then he can come where we are from there. And once we're done, we'll move the operation up to, because the whole thing we're talking about this morning in my office is the fact we just got to, how long it's going to take to dry. You know, obviously, we're going to try to keep the people off of it if you can. I mean, especially, I mean, people can drive over it nice and easy, but if the people come flying through there, we might make a mess. So, and we're, and the first place we're going to be doing is the neighborhood. It's going to be a neighborhood. So, I'm going to let all them know this morning that's going to be going on, and then just go from one place to the next. Just keep it rolling since we're all four going to try to do it. That'd be the plan. That makes sense?
Sounds good to me.
So Robert don't need to go get loaded?
No, he's not had to after all this. We're going to just use tankers and we can pull them and we'll just roll out in the morning. We thought that's what we're going to be able to do, but it's not going to work that way.
And once again, everybody wasn't here the other day. Randy, welcome aboard. This is your first regular session.
Yes. Randy got his first phone call yesterday on the weekend.
I told you.
It was from me.
That wasn't the first one then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got one Saturday, too, for Friday.
We had the parade Saturday, and the fire department's weren't in it. Well, we know why, because there was a house fire.
Okay, let's talk about meetings.
Okay.
We have a meeting on the 22nd. We always try to have one on the last day of the month.
Yes.
We're going to be off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Well, let's have one. As a matter of fact, I've got a meeting in Silver Springs on the 30th. So, you all want to have one on the 31st?
Because we try to get as much paid as we can.
Is that okay with y'all? I know it's New Year's Eve, but...
Well, it's not a holiday.
So. Yeah.
It's not a holiday. That's true.
Not a holiday.
But I want to make sure everybody's on the core.
What? I can be back home by then.
Is that from Thursday to then?
Yeah.
Are we going to keep the one on the 22nd? Do y'all want to keep the one on the 22nd, or do you want to just move it to the
30th?
That's a good question.
That's why I wanted to discuss it. Thank you.
y'all want to move the 22nd meeting to the 31st and not have the 22nd?
That's what we've been doing the last few years, is moving that last December meeting to the last day of the month.
That's 22nd. A very important day. I may be.
It's your birthday.
That's my
it's the
birthday.
King's birthday.
We expect you to wear your crown.
Yes, we do.
I did have a crown.
So the idea is to move the last commissioner's court meeting to the 31st to the 22nd.
Yes.
So we need to make a motion for that.
Yes.
I'm making that.
Well, no, not a motion, because it's not that.
We just agreed to it to do it. And
yeah,
we'll just do it. So, also.
We probably should have had it.
I should have done that. But
yeah. Also,
but yeah, that'll work.
6 o'clock, right?
Today. Yeah, deadline 6 o'clock today, and I will tell you, I did receive one more.
Okay.
I do have one more. We now have 4 contested races.
Oh, and for precinct one? Oh, no, yes.
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock, the meeting, keep it at 9.
On the 31st.
31st.
Yes. And that'll give a chance, an opportunity that week to have everything rolling and not have to pay and then turn around and roll back in for one day.
And make sure you get your stuff submitted in.
Because the first court in January is the last of the 2025 payables, and they will have to be, the invoice will have to be dated December of 2025 in order for us to pay it out of the 2025 budget. You can bring them in the first part of January, but the first court in January is the last payment of the 2025 budgeted items. We'll have two different registers for that court. We'll have one for 2025 and one for 2026 budget.
Did y'all get all that?
Did you repeat all that? Can we get it in a triplicate?
You're broke, you don't have any money, you don't have
money. Yes.
We haven't got that email yet.
Well, we don't have fund balances like y'all have. All we have is expenditure.
You got something to say?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna bring this up, but I visited with Marlo before we started, and I'm going to, because I'd like, if you have any questions, I'd like to know before I visit or I come back in here possibly, and I may not come back to you on this. I'm having a meeting tomorrow with the chief of police out of Winsboro. Everybody's having a problem getting boys. They're having a hard time keeping dispatchers, and keeping certified dispatchers. So I know they went to Wood County and talked to them. They haven't, that's not out of, Wood County may do it, but they're wanting to look, they're looking at possibly having Wood County or us dispatch for them, for the Winsboro Police Department. Right now, 7P to 7A, overnight, because of their number of calls they have during the night versus what they're having to pay out for somebody to sit there and dispatch. Now they have 24-hour coverage. I visited with their dispatch supervisor this weekend and asked him for a bunch of records. I'd like to know what's their yearly call load during those times, what's their peak hour during that time, and I forgot what the other question was I had to ask him, but he's supposed to be pulling. He doesn't know if our system will do that. I think it will, but he's gonna have to get with the IT department. But I'm not going to do it if it's going to become a burden on the county. I've asked Marla, I was thinking about just one dispatcher could cover that, but it's really, that's not true. I've got to have two, one to work and one to cover that person when they're off or sick or on vacation, at training, as much training as we have to do now. So it's going to be, I told her to figure up two employees, the hourly salaries for both, overtime for both, what it cost me to train a dispatcher, and what it cost me to pay overtime while that person's at training. And so I'm gonna hit them with a bigger number than I think that we would need. But also, you know, part of Winsboro's in the county. Not a whole lot, but the majority of it's in Wood County. To me, geographically, which it really doesn't matter when you're talking on the radio, but they're closer to us than they are equipment. But you know, I want to do what I can do to keep them safe, but I also want to not be a burden on the county for some of the ones that are in Wood County. But I'm meeting with him, the chief, tomorrow at lunch, and their dispatch supervisor. So, Mayor, I went ahead and said something to y'all, so y'all could be thinking about it if you see something, if you. A question you may have that I may need to haven't thought about yet, give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking.
I think that's totally your decision. I mean,
well, it is, but I don't want it to. It would take a budget. I think part of the problem with Wood County is they're on a fiscal year budget, and so of course it would. If we done it, you know, I'm hoping to know something pretty quick, but I'm not going to rush into it either. But it require a budget amendment, but and them sending, you know, and working out how they're going to make the payments.
The only thing I would request is when they check off, they got to go code tires instead.
But anyway, I see good in it, I see bad in it, and give me the ability to get a couple more dispatchers because you know I operate with five, and that's the minimum. Been that way since we were in the old sheriff's office behind us.
How does the process work?
It's okay, as long as somebody goes off.
For them, I mean, from 7P to 7A, how's the process work like that? I mean,
Right now we get all 911 calls that are in Franklin County, even if they're out of Winsboro. Right. If somebody that's living in Franklin County calls 911, it comes to us. Right. If you're on the other side of the line, and you call from the phones, the majority of the time it goes to them. Sometimes it's cell phone, it can go either way. That's a question I have because.
Does it just redirect the call?
If a call was in Wood County and in the city of Winsboro, the call would go to Wood County and they could transfer that to us. just like we transfer calls to EMS, or we drive Mountain Titus County or Hopkins County whenever they're in Winfield or South Tillow. That's the question I have, I was wanting to get with the COG, because they maintain our 911 system. The only problem is we're two different COGs. Wood County's in Tyler COG, and we're out of Texas County. So, like I told the dispatch supervisor, if we were to do it, I would want to get all the 911 calls directly to us to save that 15 to 30 seconds of transferring a call sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that would require,
so is that,
I think it could be done.
Is that like pushing a button?
To transfer it to
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of times.
To make that happen, if you start covering them from 7 to 8 to 7 a.m., mm-hmm. It's like flipping a switch.
Yeah, it pretty much is, because I've got a switch in dispatch now. If we have a problem, I can go over there. It's like a toggle switch. I flip it and it sends everything to Wood County. And so we have it for a redundancy. But I'm thinking if the COGs will get together and allow it, and 911, they could. I remember doing this when we first had the 911 system put in. That's where we came up with the district maps for the fire departments. That's why we had them. It's because 911 wanted to know, okay, if the fire's on this county road, which fire department? So it would pop up on the screen to the dispatcher, send North Franklin, send South Franklin, mm-hmm. send Mount Vernon. I think they would be able to switch, if it was in the city limits of Winsboro, switch it to where if they called 911, that automatically sent the switch to us. Like I said, it wouldn't be a big deal, but sometimes it takes, if somebody's excited, it takes 15, 30 seconds to talk them down and figure out where they're at and who needs to be headed that way. So if it came straight to us. But there's a couple of little questions that I have, that being one of them, that I would like to get answered. And by all means, by the end of the meeting tomorrow, I'm not going to tell you, yeah, we'll do it. It's going to be a lot more, and I'm going to come back to y'all and tell you what the plan is, because I'm not going to do that. As you said, I could, but I don't think it's right.
Does he have five, or trying to keep five?
They have two full-time and two part-time right now, but they need, like I said, you need five people with just a couple of basic shifts. Mm-hmm. And I think they have two more full-time spots, or possibly three times full-time spots they can't keep filled. And then they got one right now that's just staying there because they know they're in a bind, and as soon as they get something figured out and get people hired, they're quitting. So he's technically.
So what is their call? What's their call look like now?
I don't know. He didn't say. Sometimes it's two or three. Sometimes it's, you know, depends on what events they got going on. Now, they have a lot of events in the world.
Yes,
and so. In the evening, and a lot of them are during the day, but they have some stuff that runs into the evening times too. So that's why I asked that question. What's their busiest times? Are they busy between 7 p.m. to 9, or is it 7 to midnight? What's their peakest, their highest peak times?
Are they gonna stay on the same frequency as y'all?
Yeah.
So what you would do then is you would put two nighttime.
I would have to have at least probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Especially, that's why I'm asking for two. Mm-hmm. I think I would need two dispatchers. Because right now I could use.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all ever set the dispatch.
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm just saying at least. But I'd like for y'all to come up sometime on Sunday.
Are you moving down to the other end? Hmm? Are you fixing
it? Soon as they get all my radio equipment in. They got it in, and a lot of it's over in Winsboro, and the computers are hooked up. All I'm waiting on them to come in and set my radios in there. And get my North Franklin, South Franklin up and going. All my monitors. Joe spends most of his down there. He can dispatch them down there on the handheld. But I'm just waiting on the new consoles to come in that the dispatcher uses to talk on. But yes, to answer your question, I would probably on Thursday, what I was going to say is, not a lot of jails still do this, but the dispatchers still control the jail doors. And then you get a wreck, or you get something major at the lake going on, or major anywhere in the county, actually. And that's a hot seat. I don't want to sit in. Mm-hmm. And on a weekend night, it's a stressful job for a dispatcher in there by themselves. So that being said, if we took them on, I would want to have two more dispatchers on, or two dispatchers on for Thursday, at least Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Probably Sundays. People don't realize it's Sundays.
Probably love it.
Yeah, they would.
You're not, but folks love it on the weekends if that were to be the case, because I'm, it gets hairy in there.
I have a lot of folks, like Joe's in there a lot during the day because he does administrative stuff, but he can drop down. But anyway, a lot of information that we may not ever talk about again, but I wanted you to know, in case you had questions, you could get hold of me and ask me. And are there any concerns that you have that we took that role on? Any right now?
So we dispatched, you was sending our cars, or you dispatched their cars?
Dispatched their cars.
We just be providing the personnel.
Just like we do for the city. And the city pays for it too.
So. Now, my other concerns, you know, a lot of my guys, two of my people live in Winsboro. I don't want them to go over and start answering calls on the Wood County side of Winsboro. You know, we back up quite a bit now because we're the closest ones to them. Anywhere in Winsboro, anywhere they call, and they do us also, they come out into the county a lot. We used to not have that pleasure. Years ago, they would not allow them to pass the city limits off if it wasn't a shooting. But now it's, we work really well together. You know, it's not as easy as just saying, okay, we'll do it. There's going to be some planning and some policies that have to go into place for it.
Because they will be our employees.
Yes, the two that I'm, it'd be like the city. They'd give us the money and I'd be responsible. They'd be Franklin County employees. That we'd just be getting refunded by Winsboro like we did in the city. Pays for two now, not Brandon pays for two. So technically the county only has three inspectors. We have five, but the city pays for two of them. And this is the only place that I have not increased personnel since I've taken over. I've increased officers, I've increased jail staff, which has increased more work on the dispatchers, but I've never increased them. That's one of the things I've asked for the last year or two, but it's just, we've had other things that's pressing.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, I've increased the workload on them, but I haven't given them any more people. I've hired a girl that's a jailer now that's, I'm going to kind of dual train where she can work the jail and dispatch and flip over and maybe alleviate some of the overtime. But I've increased the workload on them, but I never have increased them. But like I said, that was going to be something I tried to do this past year, asked for this year. We had some other pressing things, so I just didn't do it. So this would enable me to possibly, if it works out, get a couple more people. I don't know if they'll go for the two, but I don't think I'm being unreasonable either, asking for that.
Well, it's so hard to keep, I mean, really one and a half would probably work, but
you can't do the half.
You can't hardly get a part-time person.
Yeah, you can't get.
You just can't do that.
Can't do that. Okay. You have any questions? Please stop it.
All right. Anybody else?
I know we're having some burdens, the fire department's having some problems with their sewer. So,
okay.
Anyway, Chris called me Friday and asked if I could try to find someone knew where the end of the drain was to dig it up, because they're having that benefit out there Saturday for the fire department, so they have the bathroom. Which, if it ain't working, I'll get involved.
I need to go check and see if they used all their funding for the year. I'm going to say they had up,
but we share the same septic from our old building in there, so share the same septic. And from what I understand, it runs a lateral line out. It's just on lateral lines. So. And there's just on, ours still works in our own
stuff. You may just think it's better than theirs. Problem.
I know they come. So, what do you need to come do?
We'll figure it out.
So, I'm sure it needs, where you can still run a lot of lines and clear water system to the end, whatever. But.
What's really going to have to happen is you have to have an engineer look at that designs it and tells us. All I get is for my permits is the engineers are professional, sanitarians, or in some cases, an installer, two licensed person. They design those, they bring them to me, I just check them out. Then I go out and physically look and see if what they said on the paper is really what it is. I can't design them, so we go from there.
And we just do what happens. Sometimes you don't have those issues.
We've always got issues with the county. It doesn't matter. There's some kind of issue. That's it, you're on.
Anything else?
Bad septic system and a chili picked off.
That's true. Yeah, that's not how it works, is it?
That's terrible.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all.
Alright. Something got to come.
Oh, wait. No, we don't do video.